Suddenly, Harrison drew in his head. "She's slowing up to take water," he said sharply. For a moment, Potts was undecided. In a few seconds' time, he would be opposite the broken freight. The stopping of its detached front end would hasten the collision. His train had only partly slacked its terrific speed, although the air indicator trembled at 55. If he waited to stop and back, and there was a collision, what would become of his train? He already saw in a flash of imagination the fiery burst of the explosion, the heaps of crushed cars tangled and twisted with burning oil spluttering over them. And he heard the agonized cries of the passengers pinned to their death under the wrecked sleeping cars. But in a moment, excitement of the discovery passed. Potts stood 6'1" in his stockings, and he weighed 220 pounds. There was nerve in every inch of him. Besides, he knew the huge black breathing machine under him, and he had confidence in her. He shut off the air brake. "Coal her up," he shouted to Harrison. "But you can't run by. There isn't time." "Coal her up," roared the voice again, and the engineer's huge height loomed up on his seat at the right of the cab. His hair was loose, and his face was smutty. He knew the risk of the attempt to drive his train past the danger point. He knew it might cost him his life, and he had a wife and baby at home in Burlington, but his hand never wavered. Open came the throttle, the whistle screeched, and the engine leaped forward as if it fully appreciated the need of effort. Again, the sleepers in the Pullman cars grumbled at being shaken up. Harrison, the fireman, bent steadily from tender to fire pit, and each time he bent, the flames glowed more fiercely. All this happened within the space of a dozen seconds. At such a time, an engineer must act as quickly as he thinks. The loss of 1 second may cost 100 lives. The head of the freight appeared alongside. Potts caught a glimpse of its engineer leaning lazily out of his window, unconscious of impending disaster. The detached end of the freight, as Potts saw it now, was well down the grade, rushing straight for the front end at terrific speed. The roar and jar of its wheels could be heard above the sound of his own train. 50,000 gallons of inflammable oil soon to collide with another 50,000 gallons. And then,